Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have tweeted it out, a real Alex Jones. Ex-CIA official proposes assassination of Putin. It's on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Chris Springmeier, I want to do a whole hour interview. It's going to be a little installments. I'll do a whole hour the next couple of weeks with you. Specifically, or maybe we should even get you here to Austin, to get into how the Illuminati works, how the general programming is going on through the television and the culture, because it's so obvious right now. We have the famous quote of the current attorney general saying to a big media group, let's brainwash the public. Let's just keep repeating our messages to get their guns. They don't even hide a lot of this now. It's like they admit they created ISIS, but then say, so what, we got to bomb them. Then they don't even really bomb them. They get ready to bomb the opposition. It's like they don't care anymore. It's like one giant group of the public's totally unawake, and then another big giant group of the public knows what's going on. I mean, it's just crazy. But I don't see things going well for them, though, because it's getting so obvious.
You make a good point that they're just getting in our face and saying, we're going to do this no matter what, and you can't stop us. You know, the Illuminati want Hillary to be our next president. We'll see how well that goes. I notice in the checkout stands, and they're getting her picture everywhere.
They just push her everywhere. It's just, and if you're against what she wants to do, you're against women.
Yeah, just like if you're against Obama, you're against blacks, you know. I mean, they play these silly games and people buy into the baloney.
Well, they use really simple psychology, and you can argue, well, the public's simple. But studies show the simplicity actually dumbs people down. The dumbing down of media dumbs you down.
Yeah, people aren't critically thinking.
Fritz, send me an email about topics you want to cover, because now you got good Skype. And I'm sorry again today. You had Skype problems and we had some issues. I actually pushed you back a little bit because I forgot to go to calls. I apologize to Tasha and others. I'll have to go to them tomorrow if we're here tomorrow, Lord willing. I don't take anything for granted. Nightly news tonight will have a lot of info. We're going to have our reporters tomorrow reporting from the Devil Canyon nuclear power plant that even federal officials have said if there is a major breakdown there, or even an 8.0, it will cause a Fukushima-like level disaster. Why did they build it like that to begin with? Our reporters went to the local town there and went to their library and found the old articles with scientists warning about it as well. There's a bunch of reactors on the West Coast that are built on that. Let me ask Fritz that question briefly in the minute and a half we have left. Fritz, why do you think the elite build the reactors on fault lines and tsunami lines? I mean, I've looked at where reactors are. It seems like they build them only on fault lines.
Yeah, it's been an intentional thing to create these problems. Chernobyl, for instance, was the background to the Ukrainian problem that we have right now. Because of Chernobyl, the Ukrainians began to hate the Soviet government. And there was a group called Green World that started protesting. They felt like the Ukrainian genetics had been totally ruined because of the and that's an example of how that then led to Ukrainian sovereignty. Ukrainian sovereignty has then led to the Crimean thing. The Crimean thing then led to Eastern Ukraine. So it's like this, it all fits together. So yeah, I think it was intentional.
A lot of evidence was they knew it was going to blow up. I've seen PBS documentaries and would do nothing, and then just programmed it basically to blow up.
Yeah. And so people that are in the know, that are like the programmers and stuff, they program these kind of events into the scripts in the minds of the mind-controlled slaves. So,
well, that's what I'm seeing is now they're going to full mind control publicly with the predictive programming. We'll talk about it next week if you can do it. Full hour with Chris Springmeier next week. Riveting. Get the book, InfoWarsStore.com. Great book, powerful, and also supports the transmission.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the president of Ukraine has announced that Russian troops have invaded the country, and satellite photos are now being released. NATO released a series of satellite images on Thursday showing that a top general described as Russian combat soldiers equipped with sophisticated heavy weaponry are operating inside Ukraine's sovereign territory. According to a statement posted on the NATO website, the photos confirm that NATO and its allies had been seeing for weeks from other sources. This is a direct contradiction of recent statements made by Kremlin officials that a pro-Russian separatist leader in Ukraine, who said all the Russian troops that entered the country are on their vacations and assisting the separatists on a volunteer basis. Let's stop right there. I have no doubt that Russian troops have been in there for years. There's a whole bunch of naval and Russian army bases in Ukraine. It's been part of Russia for hundreds of years. I'm not on Russia's side here. And I'm not on Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan that run our country's side or NATO's side. These are two different predatory power blocks fighting with each other. But the West did overthrow the elected Ukrainian government earlier this year and installed an unelected one that Obama called elected. They've since had elections that Russia didn't dispute too much, and the new president is saying Russia has invaded. Well, it's admitted that the CIA and NATO are in there bringing arms and weapons and advisors as well. So let's get this straight. There's a Cold War going on, just like from 1959 to 1964 when the Vietnam War officially got going with the Gulf of Tonkin staged event. There was officially a staged event that got us into that, not declassified for 40 years. But nevertheless, from the time that China fell, from the time that the French pulled out of Vietnam in 59 and Eisenhower secretly sent about 30,000, quote, advisors in, they were coming home every day in pine boxes, sometimes dozens a day in pine boxes. I know people. I have family that was in Vietnam in 1960. That's been declassified. So it's the same thing. You've got U.S. forces, mercenaries, NATO forces. It's come out in the foreign news, battling Russian troops in eastern Ukraine. So, yes, that's true. It's probably going on. They announced 2 weeks ago, or almost 2 weeks ago on the 15th of August, that they destroyed a Russian armored convoy of armored vehicles and tanks. They showed no video. Later, they showed a few white vehicles burning that the Russians said were aid vehicles. I'm sure the Russians are smuggling weapons in. I think both sides are lying here. But whose backyard is it? Who started it? Who overthrew Ukraine? George Soros bragged. Just type in George Soros takes credit for Ukraine overthrow. This is a guy that wants our guns. This is a guy that wants to end our free speech. This is a guy trying to finance open borders here. It's the same globalists that want destabilization worldwide. There's the headline. Soros admits responsibility for coup and mass murder in Ukraine. Color Revolution collaboration began soon after in engineered fall of Soviet Union. And it's now coming to a head. $5 billion spent in Ukraine to destabilize it. If they were really trying to bring the Second Amendment and freedom and not trying to take over the Ukraine so the EU bankers, the same ones that control our country, could literally suck that nation dry. And if Ukrainians really wanted the Russians completely out, I'd be all for it. But half of Ukraine has always been traditionally Russian. It's over 90%+ Russian in areas close to the Russian border. Overall, you can look up these numbers, these demographics, 75% of eastern Ukraine is Russian. And they've been there for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. It's been part of Russia scores of times. This would be like Mexico being UN-backed, taking back Texas and saying, well, we had it, 180 years ago. And then Texans start fighting back, and it's on the news, Texans have invaded Texas. Saying Russians have invaded areas of eastern Ukraine is like saying Texans have invaded Texas. It just has no bearing in reality. It'd be like saying Comanches have invaded Oklahoma or Indiana. It'd be like saying Vikings have invaded Norway. It'd be like saying the Dallas Cowboys have invaded Dallas. The Seattle Seahawks have invaded Seattle. Germans have invaded Germany. Iraqis have invaded Iraq. No, the globalists are manipulating all countries off against each other to sell weapons, consolidate control. They turned radical Islamicists run by Saudi Arabia, financed by the West, Turkey, you name it, loose on our allies like Hosni Mubarak in Egypt, loose on people trying to work with the West like Muammar Gaddafi, loose on Syria, loose on Iraq, loose on the contractors and workers there are trying to put in an infrastructure. I've watched these ISIS videos, Crossing of Swords and others. I can't even watch the whole thing, where they pull families over on highways in Iraq and then just shoot them with high-powered machine guns. or walk up to utility workers trying to put in phone lines and blow them, you know, kill them. And then pull up next to a guy going, your wife is not wearing black, she's wearing brown. I mean, it's just, imagine living under these absolutely out-of-control Wahhabists who threaten us on a routine basis, by the way. Notice they're not attacking Israel. They're not attacking the CIA because, folks, they work for the group that is above the CIA, above Israel, above the European Union, above the Vatican, above all these power structures. It is chaos directed against humanity, almost like it's an alien force from a distant star system that's here posing as humans, manipulating us. It's that scientific, that cold-blooded, that evil. In fact, guys, I don't remember the exact headline for it, but we've reposted it. Star Trek exposes 9/11, I think it's the video name. Or Star Trek exposes the divide and conquers, what we called it when we posted it. It's like a 7-year-old video from YouTube. I want to play that later. It's an episode from Star Trek. I forget the name of the episode, but I'll find the name. We'll do a review of that. I'd have McBrain do a review of it. He likes Star Trek. I like Star Trek too. We both like it because it's so goofy. We like the, you know, the original stuff with Captain Kirk, William Shatner, where there's an invisible alien on board the ship and it's playing the Klingons and the humans off against each other to suck the energy and consolidate power over them. And that's, and I'm not saying it's a real alien doing this, but that's an allegory of what we're dealing with, and until we become aware of it, there's no future. I want to hear from military people out there, again, specifically contractors, corporate people, folks that have lived in Ukraine or Russia or Poland or surrounding areas. If you're in Europe or you were a contractor or military, give me your take on this. Because I get the cold-blooded chess. Cut Russia off. Don't let them send gas to Europe. Don't let them have a gas pipeline to China. Cut off the Black Sea, put missile cruisers there, call it missile defense when it's really a nuke shoot-down system so Russia can't respond if the West hits them first. The problem is Russia will launch on warning now because of these missiles being moved in. That's what Ray McGovern, who was Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush's favorite morning briefer and top CIA analyst, very top for general geopolitical stuff, combat vet, whole nine yards. And he just said the entire community of people that aren't nihilist death wishers is this is the most dangerous point the world's ever been in. And the globalists, the big banks, are busy manipulating and pushing the world towards crisis on every single front. And I'm completely upset about it and completely focused. I've been very serious this morning here at the office because you can feel the energy and the danger intensifying. Now, they tried to lie and say Russia had invaded Georgia back in 2008 on 888. In August of 2008, 6 years ago. The question is this another hoax where there are no Russian forces preemptively invading? I don't know. Are there Russians there in a proxy war? Absolutely. Looking after their gas pipelines, military and naval bases, and supply lines. That's Russia's main funding is supplying cheap gas to Europe and cheap oil. On 888, it's on record. They have neocon, known CIA minions attack me routinely for this because I expose it and they hate it. That day I got up and went in at like 6 a.m. to look at the news and the headline went on CNN and everywhere else I turned on television was, Russia has invaded Georgia. And even 6 years ago, I was still naive. I guess I still am naive. Who knows what the next shoe to drop is. I was on air hours later at 11 and went on air and said, Russia has invaded Georgia. And then people started emailing us BBC articles and Der Spiegel articles and Russian news. And it was headline, President begs for help, says they've been hit, begs for NATO, who was already there. They attacked Ossetia, South Ossetia and Abkhazia, killing entire buildings full of Russian troops in a middle-of-the-night attack, killing everyone. And were shelling and with tanks, and the Russians poured in across the border, drove them back and said, get out, NATO, we're going to attack you. And NATO pulled out, Russia pulled out a week later. So the West is trying to take Russian interest. Russia's pushing back. And again, I'm not saying they're angels or something. The point is, we don't have the moral high ground when our elites are directing the world towards this position. Well, there are.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
All right, I'm going to get off the toll-free number. If you're in Poland, if you're in Ukraine, if you're in Russia, if you're in Northern Europe that borders a lot of these areas as well, if there is a regional war, it's going to affect the economies big time, the stock markets, the energy prices. And then there is a very distinct possibility this could escalate into a full-out nuclear war. That's what Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst to the president, has said on this show, and that's what every other major analyst says. This is a very reckless game. This is not North Korea. If our government started trying to topple North Korea, I'd say, well, our government might actually be moral. No. The guy's a complete joke. But he's got over 100,000 pieces of artillery and would shell the South Korean city into the ground. But nobody is messing with North Korea. Instead, ladies and gentlemen, they're messing with Russia that is doing nothing to anybody. But hey, we had a 60-year Cold War with them. Doesn't matter, the very bankers that run our country. I'll say that again. The very bankers that run our country. The very bankers that run our country that have hijacked it are the ones that put the Bolsheviks in power in 1917. That's mainline congressional hearings in the 70s, the church committees, Anthony Sutton, declassified, Mao Zedong put in power by the Western elites. Look at how they're trying to shut off Russian gas pipelines and how they're trying to shut off our gas and oil pipelines into the United States of oil and gas we need. Look at how they're shutting down our train beds. Look at how they're shutting down our infrastructure. Look at how they're shutting down more than a third of our coal power plants. Look at how our power prices are going up. Look at all the regulations. You see, the globalists want to shut everything down they don't control and then sell you commodities at 100 times what they should be worth, just like diamonds. Diamonds are artificially scarce. They lay on the ground all over Africa. But the West controls Africa, so you can't get the diamonds out. And they have hundreds of movies and TV shows about anybody who doesn't put diamonds through the UN program is racist and has blacks as slaves at slave camps mining the diamonds. And there is some of that going on, but mainly it's villages and communities and countries that try to mine their own diamonds, and they get overthrown when they do. And there are literal slave camps run by the West, the equivalent of slave camps, where they do mine the diamonds, and then you will pay a year's salary to put a 2-carat diamond ring on your wife's finger. And you can tell a woman, hey, these things are worthless. It's a big scam from 100 years ago. The Oppenheimers and De Beers with Edward Bernays and the British royalty, who owns a big part of De Beers, ran the scam. There's documentaries on it. It's an admitted fact. And they'll say, I don't care. I want it. I gotta have it. People love frauds. People love scams. And they're cutting our oil off. They're cutting our gas off. They're teaching us 2 + 2 = 5. We've never been at war with Syria. We've always been at war with Syria. Now Syria's our best buddy. We are living 1984 with a bunch of globalist existential envy haters of humanity. Haters gonna hate. Bill Gates, David Rockefeller, all of them are haters writ large. The biggest haters this world's ever seen. Hitler was a hater. Stalin was a hater. Mao was a hater. They want control. They want to dominate. They want to dumb down. That's my litmus test. Are the Russians brutish and thuggish and basically a kleptocracy mafia? Yes. And if they get in my business and try to take my guns or my property or my kids or try to forcibly inoculate me or try to push me around, I'll become the biggest Russian phobe you ever saw. But the Russians aren't doing jack squat in my backyard. The New World Orders, the same people screwing Russia over, are the same people taking all my freedoms. George Soros, Bill Gates, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Powers. And you got the French government, you got the Russian government fighting with each other, you got the Germans and the Russians fighting with each other. I mean, this is a disaster. So now NATO just released satellite evidence. Russia is lying about invading Ukraine. And you can blow up some of the images. We have them on Infowars.com. It's from Business Insider. Doesn't look like any evidence I've ever seen. Pathetically vague. The guns are pointed north, directly towards Ukraine territory, the statement explained. Yeah, which way do you think our guns are pointed at Russia? This is just ridiculous. So then you read the article, it's pointed into Ukraine. Tell me something I didn't know. They prey on people's military ignorance when the West started.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Central. If a major war breaks out between Russia and NATO, it will be raining nuclear fallout, not just blood. From a lacerated sky, bleeding its horror, draining our structure. Now I will rain blood. And I guess a lot of you love the spirit of Joseph Mengele out there, and you want to have a war with Russia. Russia doesn't teach their kids 2 plus 2 equals 5 or that Heather has two mommies. Russia promotes men and women getting married and having children and not reducing their population. The truth is, Russia has started to break away from the larger eugenics-based New World Order into a strongman nationalism that is brutish and ancient, but compared to the New World Order, would be preferable. That's all I'm saying. And the West started this. If you disagree with me, go ahead and call in. I think that it's a little bit of both. I think this is overall hype to get a larger escalation against the Russians, because using advisors with former Russian military that lives in Ukraine, they are beating the NATO CIA mercenary forces in the mainly Russian ethnic areas. So there is a major proxy war with Russia on their doorstep. We know that's going on. Did they blow up an armored column 2 weeks ago? Turned out that wasn't true. So you can't believe a word comes out of the elected president of Ukraine. Again, the first one they installed earlier this year was not elected in the NATO coup. So NATO's caused the coup, trying to steal the Russian infrastructure, the Russian pipelines, the Russian bases. They're not putting up with it. And so the bankers, the John Corzine-type people that make 40-to-1 bets with your private bank account money and don't get in trouble, that have gotten away with anything you can imagine, they think they can mess with Russia just like Napoleon did, just like Hitler did. And even if you like Napoleon or Hitler, did it end well for them? Can you imagine if Russia had helped overthrow the Mexican government and was now claiming part of Texas belonged to them? How would you feel about that? That's what's happening. But they prey on people's ignorance. In fact, I knew it would happen. Now I'm hearing that Assad in the news is protecting ISIS, which is Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda in Syria, Al-Qaeda in Iraq merged to form ISIS and then IS. That's on record. Doesn't matter. They're saying, oh, we might have to take out Assad too, because he won't let us come in and take out ISIS. When ISIS was armed by the very same globalists. I mean, this is so evil. I want to hear from people that have lived in Ukraine, lived in Russia, or are in Russia. I want to hear from contractors, U.S. military, people that have been stationed over there. What is your view? What is your angle on this? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I guess to be patriotic, I should just support 2 plus 2 equals 5, and I should support Obamacare, because I'm not racist, and everything is awesome. I should just support Fast and Furious. I should support Solyndra. I should support Benghazi whitewashes. I should support everything. And I should support nuclear war with the Russians. I mean, prove you're patriotic today. Join the military. Go fight the Russians. Did the Russians create a $1.5 quadrillion global debt of fake derivatives and sign us onto it? No. Did the globalists run Enron scams and Bernie Madoff scams? No. Did the globalists in the last 5 years worldwide, except for Russia and a few other countries, they don't do it there, put satellite tracker boxes to tax and trace you by the mile in all the cars, which they're saying they want to start next year in pilot cities, San Francisco, Austin, and Minneapolis, St. Paul, and New York, all the places that are liberal and trendy, where being a schmuck is cool. They're going to start taxing us by the mile next year, the Department of Transportation has announced. And you know what? It's Putin's fault. If I fall on a banana peel, or if I'm bouldering in the Grand Canyon, or bouldering in Big Bend, and slip and tear my Achilles, I don't say a cuss word under my breath. I say, Vladimir Putin! If I slam my finger in the car door, I scream, Vladimir Putin! If I have a stomachache, I scream, Vladimir Putin! And that's normal. But when something good happens, I go, Barack Obama, New World Order, thank you. Ooh, thank you. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. UN calls emergency meeting on Ukraine crisis. Ukraine's president says Russian troops have been brought into Ukraine, calls for NATO aid, right as NATO tanks and armor show up in Ukraine. What would you do if NATO was moving troops into Ukraine and Poland right by your gas pipelines that you get all your money from? You would send in regular military. But see, that's why I'm a traitor. I should support the foreign banks that occupy my country, and they're going to sit this out in Switzerland or the Cayman Islands or wherever, starting a nuclear war. I mean, I'm just a bad person for not wanting a nuclear war. The Pentagon's been putting out lots of propaganda, I mean truth, about how we can survive a nuclear war, why it's like no big deal. Radiation's good for you. Just ask Ann Coulter. Russian and Ukrainian troops battle in the south, prompting fears that invasion has begun. This is not confirmed, but the Washington Post goes with the headline that Russian and Ukrainian troops are battling in southeast Ukraine with no evidence of it. They put out some satellite photos. You know, I guess we got photos from the Gulf of Tonkin, too, that the Vietnamese attacked our ships. The next time I hear, what are you, for commies? Oh, yeah, I'm a big commie. That's right. No, I don't want nuclear war. I don't want to start fraudulent wars. Our global elite, just 40-something years before the Gulf of Tonkin, had put Lenin, V.I. Lenin, in charge of Russia, owned and ran Ford and General Motors plants, the biggest in the world, in Russia, producing hundreds of thousands of trucks a year for the Ho Chi Minh Trail and missile launchers and tanks and weapons and SAM missiles. U.S. and globalist-owned factories all over Russia building the whole thing from 1917 right through World War II. And then suddenly, oh, we have a commie scare, so we have to take your rights to fight Stalin. While the factories and Arm & Hammer and Al Gore's dad, Senator Gore, sat on the board of it, shipping, and we weren't allowed to bomb the ships by the hundreds every week, coming in to Hanoi Harbor. Going in there. I'm going to give you a big secret about Richard Nixon, and I should do a special report on this sometime. Because what's old is important. What's really old news and unknown, even though it's hiding in plain view, is important. Vietnam went on from 1959 until 1975, officially 1964 to 1975. You know, our own military generals and others kept getting removed because they wanted to bomb the North. They wanted to bomb that harbor. They wanted to mine the harbor. And no one would let them do it. Because you had all this money being made from Russia and Europe and the U.S. companies sending all the armaments in to fight our troops, a perfect globalist war where you run both sides and make money and get power out of it and then destabilize the country and create a social movement you control based on socialism as the counter to war. How do you sell socialism and collectivism and political correct? You sell it against an illegal war so that it gives it the moral high ground. See, they don't want a Ron Paul who's a libertarian against war, or the John Birch Society that was against the war and got demonized in the 60s and 70s because they tried to stop it, because they had the insiders in the government that knew the truth. Oh, that's that right-wing crazy group. They're traitors that are commies. Yeah, the anti-commie group's commie because they said our government's shipping all the weapons in. And then Richard Milhouse Nixon, for all his sins, he didn't get in trouble for spying on people or planning to stage a terror attack against himself to blame it on the Democrats. That's declassified. He didn't get in trouble for IRS files. He bombed the North, and he ran a bunch of different operations bombing the communists, bringing weapons in out of other countries, Cambodia. And when he sent in B-52s to bomb the North, the impeachment process began. You understand that? And as soon as our military, all it took them years to figure it out, went, we're not allowed to take the enemy out. The war ended because the morale ended because we wouldn't keep fighting because we knew it was a fraud. That's what the Al-Qaeda war is. That's what the war on drugs is. All these are fake wars where they bring the drugs in. They bring the Al-Qaeda in. They bring in the illegals in. They bring it all in and then watch the big fight that starts, and then they act like they're saviors trying to start it. Trying to stop it, when they're only trying to start the next leg of it. So that's why Nixon was removed, because he wanted to win. I'm not lionizing Richard Milhouse Nixon. He went over and made deals with the communist Chinese who'd been put in power in 49 by his predecessors, Harry Truman. Can you believe our government and David Rockefeller, when Mao Zedong died, I think it was in 76 or 78, we've gone to the microfilm, got shots of it, semi-film Endgame, he praised communism and bragged about why he supported putting Mao in the first place and how communism is the way to go in America. David Rockefeller in the New York Times praising the biggest mass murderer in history and saying we need communism for a community of purpose. That's a quote. And when the John Birch Society would run around freaking out about it or others, they would be called traitors by William F. Buckley and the CIA on record run National Review. Because how do you control opposition? You lead it. Well, I'm going to tell all the CIA people on the right something. You're going to be set up and brought down once the controlled left comes in. The globalists everywhere put the left in. They use the Hegelian dialectic of left-right, but in the final countdown, they will long knife every single libertarian or conservative traitor that opens the gates. You're going to lose everything, fools. Oh, yeah, the CIA fat cats, how they make a bunch of money working with communist Chinese generals using Chinese as slaves to make the cheapest goods in the world to leverage the planet and take over. And now they've done it. America's betrayed. We're deindustrialized. They told the CIA people and the technocrats, oh, we'll keep the super high-tech stuff here. We'll only give the medium tech to Japan and to China and others. They've sold all of it out, folks. MIT came out last year with DARPA and said there's no way to regain the industrial base or the high-tech base. It's been lost. The U.S. is over. And they did that to make the elite that isn't traitors give up. And they're all being told, all the billionaires, everybody, you play ball with the New World Order world government that's going to be based out of Europe. You supply military troops and robots to it, and we'll let you live. You really think an elite like that's going to let you live when they'd finally drop the hammer? Ray, Gator, Hope, Blair, we're going to you. We want to hear what you think about this situation. There's been a proxy war going on in Ukraine this whole year. Is this new provocation real? Probably not. It's a bunch of hype to escalate what? What do you do with people with nukes? What do? The Russians pour in to take control of their area the West is trying to steal? Again, they expect Russia to stand down. Russia is not going to stand down. They're just trying to win the propaganda war right now with their own lies. I want my country back. I don't want Russians running it, and I don't want George Soros, a Nazi collaborator banker, running it. All you want to call me a traitor, some of you out there, you neocons, because I'm against nuking Russia, all because you're mad that your great-granddaddy got kicked out or your grandfather got kicked out, the entire neocon movement founded by Trotskyites, kicked out by Stalin. You think you're going to reconquer Russia? And the great dream of 1917, you got a bunch of Americans going over there in 1917, taking over Russia. Then the Russians kick out the Americans, send them back. They come over here, set up the neocon movement. And that's who runs this country, a bunch of communists. Ray in Poland, you're on the air. What is your breakdown on this?
So much about everything in the situation, but I completely agree with what you're saying. And the most craziest thing that I think about here since I've been in Poland, because I was born in California and raised in Texas, is that here in Poland is just as crazy as it is there in America, because the people here have no idea what's going on. They don't even have two thoughts towards the idea of what's happening right next door in Ukraine. I was in the Ukraine, and I lived there for a couple of months, and it's like Eastern Ukraine is completely Russian, and Western Ukraine is completely, it's either Ukrainian or it's Polish. And in the western part of Ukraine, there's no sense of regulation. And you can see it because in the western part of Ukraine, it's like slums, kind of. It's not really nice. The cities are kind of broken down. Buildings are very old. But as you go back towards the eastern part of Ukraine, it's really nice. The cities are very clean, very, very hospitable, very nice there. And here in Poland, the people get the same news, no truth, because they get the same thing that MSNBC.
Exactly. They get German news as well. And expanding on that for people that understand, the political class wants to take all the people's land and infrastructure who are Russian. So for the political class in the poorer western part, they want to rob the east that has infrastructure, everything. I mean, that's what's going on here. I mean, Russia at one time had one of their capitals in what's eastern Ukraine right now. But again, we're cursed by knowing the facts. God bless you. Appreciate the call. Let's talk to Gator in North Carolina, then Hope, Blair, and others. You lived in Ukraine. What's your breakdown on this?
Yeah, it was some time ago, but I was there professionally in the media business for a couple of years, lived in Kiev. We still have family there in eastern Ukraine, some of which have had to send their children away to safety in Russia, actually, to keep from being bombed. The consensus is among family and friends back there is a lot of people in the know and that have any kind of sense to them understand that this is all completely U.S. promulgated event. They understand that this is CIA manipulation. When I was there, I did experience firsthand encounters with the underground Nazi movement there, though. It is very prolific.
I want to hear about this. The vice president who our government put in, that Soros put in, literally hails Hitler, for those that don't know. And these are real Nazis, folks. They worked with Hitler in World War II. We'll be right back. Stay there again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Your own person.
personal.
Alex Jones here, back live. Gator, you're saying you have family in eastern Ukraine. You've worked there. Recapping, you said they've had to send their children out of the country into Russia. For those that just joined us, they're announcing that Russia has attacked Ukraine and invaded. And they've been saying this over and over again. The truth is the West has overthrown Ukraine, is trying to take Russian infrastructure that's always been there, Russian ports, Russian pipelines. That is not an endorsement of everything Russia does to say it's wrong for us to start a war with them. Again, this is not Iraq that's being picked on by Wall Street. And by the way, it's Wall Street, folks, financing, taking your guns. It's Wall Street creating the culture of the NSA. It's these foreign banks that have sold us that they're Americana, that run our country, that are trying to start an economic and physical war with Russia. I'm ranting. Gator, go ahead and make your point about the firsthand run-in with the neo-Nazis that run the Ukrainian government.
Yeah, it was while there, I mean, it was a lot of it was underground and kept underground, and obviously it's come from underground and it's running the show now. But when there, I mean, I encountered it firsthand, and having actually intervened on the downtown street, Krusiatyk in downtown Kiev in broad daylight with some guys attacking a Hasidic Jew and just broad daylight walking up to him randomly starting to beat him down in the street. So I had to intervene in that situation. That's when I really came to learn, start investigate and see how prolific the Nazi movement was there. People understand who Joe Biden's son is over there. They understand what's going on with control.
Yeah, for those that don't know, he just got control of all this Russian gas that the Ukrainian government is just saying is his now. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the Ukrainian people, a lot of them, a large portion of them, especially ones we know, understand that this whole thing is engineered by the CIA and by the United States and the Britons to try to coax Russia into a war. And that basically is the bottom line. They know they're doing it. They're using the neo-Nazis to slaughter all of the people that are not loyalists to the Nazi Party, to the Nazi movement, and who just want to be free and be left alone and maintain their sovereignty and their good relations with Russia. And those people have to be exterminated, kind of like all the Christians in Syria need to be exterminated.
And there's a problem because half of Ukraine or more is allied with Russia and has Russian ethnicity. This is not something that they're ever going to win. Again, what does NATO think they're going to do, start a nuclear war with Russia?
Exactly.
I appreciate your call. God bless you. I mean, our government funded ISIS and turned them loose and is now fighting them. It's not our government. And I want to explain, the average cop, the average FBI agent, even the average person in the CIA, because I've talked to them, is completely freaked out as well. And they know the government's going for broke. The people that have hijacked our government are doing things so reckless, it's scaring everybody. Because this is how you destroy the planet. I mean, this is so reckless. And it's not a moral high ground. It's so evil. It's global domination. Messing with 170 million Russians with high-tech weapons. It's just it's madness. We're going to go to break, come back with Blair, and come back with Hope, and Darius, and Kevin, and others. I just want to remind folks that we'll also be covering a lot of other news. Ebola outbreak is the worst than he ever feared, says the UN. We have huge news on that front, as many as 20,000 now infected. This is a big deal. We're going to be covering that. 18 signs that Obama administration is openly hostile to the military. CDC whistleblower, I knew about this a few weeks ago, but it's breaking now, has come out and said, no, they faked all the numbers on MMR. They know vaccines are hurting people. Before I end this hour, please remember we're listener-supported. You get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and 11 people can use it and to see the nightly news and all my films and support the tip of the spear and the First Amendment. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.